From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Juana Summers.
And I'm Mary Louise Kelly. Are Americans about to pay higher prices for cars? That has been a question on the minds of both ordinary folks who buy cars and the folks who make them. Well, now comes news that President Trump will ease tariffs on American automakers to give them more time to relocate production to the U.S. But the tariffs are not going away, and there are still a lot of questions about what impact they will have. Questions we are going to put now to the CEO of Ford, Jim Farley. He's on the line from Ford's Kentucky truck plant. Welcome, Mr. Farley. This is Louisville, where you're speaking with us from.
You got it. This is our biggest, most important truck plant in the world for Ford.
Okay. Well, I want to ask you more about the plant in a second, but let's just go straight to the news of President Trump saying he will walk back some tariffs. You put out a statement welcoming the move. Just briefly explain why.
Well, Ford is the most American company. We make 80% of what we sell in the U.S. here. I think the next competitor is 400,000 vehicles behind us, which could fill the island of Manhattan. So to give you an idea of how committed Ford has been to America, we really never left. And so the tariffs for us are a bit different than the industry. The U.S. industry is about 17 million units, and 8 million of that, about half, are imported through ports around the country. And half is built in the U.S. So the tariffs will have a really big impact on our industry because 25% cost increase for 50% of the vehicles sold in America.
So you're saying Ford already makes 80% of your cars in the U.S., but more than any other U.S. automaker. I want to ask about the parts, though, because a lot of the parts you use to build those cars do come from other countries, Mexico and so on. Will you be shifting to U.S.-based suppliers?
Well, on average, our localization of the parts, as you said, is around 75%. That's either USMCA compliant parts coming from Mexico or Canada. During Trump 1, we negotiated USMCA, where even a part made in Mexico could have a lot of US content in it. And we negotiated that. And so even the parts for Ford that come from Mexico and Canada have a high US content. So the 75% I mentioned is visualized in F-150. 75% of the parts either come from the US, about half, and the rest are coming from those other countries, but they have a lot of U.S. content as part of that. Think about a computer in your car. We have hundreds of them. You know, you have circuit boards and lots of other components. They go across the border five or six times, and even something finally assembled in Mexico could have been built half the content in the U.S. So cars are pretty complicated. I hope that's not too much detail. But that's our reality in our industry.
But I guess the central question here, if the administration's stated goal with easing these tariffs for now is to give automakers like you time to shift production, how do you decide whether or not to do so when the tariffs themselves are a moving target, when President Trump may change his mind again in 2 days?
Well, first of all, Ford, we're kind of baked. We're 80% made in the U.S., and if you include our exports, we're like 90. So we are building two new plants for electric vehicles, one in Tennessee and one in Ohio. And so what the Trump administration did yesterday to make it simple is they gave all the automakers, Ford's in a different spot, as I said, about a 15% leeway on parts that are non-USMCA or non-U.S. So they're giving us kind of an exemption for carpets, washers, fasteners, wiring looms, stuff that honestly we can't even get in the U.S. And also stuff that, frankly, if we made here, it would make the car a couple thousand dollars more expensive, which is too expensive for what we think. So in our case,
so does that stuff stay overseas? You'll continue getting that from overseas?
No, I mean, we'll continue to do the math and aggressively move localization. But the one thing we have to balance is affordability. The F-150 is $800 a month already and is America's best-selling vehicle. You know, do we want to make that $850 a month? You know, and that's the balance between affordability and making 100% of the parts here, or you know, keeping it as is?
I nodded to the big question on a lot of ordinary Americans' minds. Are the prices of our cars about to go up? Will prices still have to go up even with this, at least for now, scaling back of some of the tariffs?
I think it's inconceivable to say that car prices won't go up. Why? 50%, 8 million vehicles come through the ports around the country. 50% of all vehicles bought by Americans are imported. And those imported cars will get a 25% tariff now. That is literally $5,000 to $10,000 a vehicle. So for the importers, and actually some of those companies are local companies, you know, some of our competitors that are domiciled in the U.S., and they have big decisions to make because their tariff bill will be very large compared to Ford. Because they
import so
many. And
how about it for you at Ford?
We only import about 10%, something like that. And so for us, we have 6 to 10% margins, 25% tariff on the parts that we don't build in here, like 20% of our vehicles, you know, is billions. But we can offset that, and it depends how our competitors act. Will the overseas importers, you know, increase prices and allow us to gain market share and therefore, you know, build even more here and be able to more than offset that in terms of the pricing we would have to take? I don't know. It will all come down to this summer when those increased prices may or may not happen, and Ford deciding to what do we do about that competitive dynamics. So far, our sales are going up, so I don't know what will happen.
So I'm trying to pin you down on this. It's, if the basic question is, are Ford prices going to go up? It sounds like the answer is, we don't quite know yet because there's so much uncertainty in your industry.
I would say that's the right answer. You know, we announced today, actually, I can announce it right now, that we're extending employee pricing through July 4th. We want to enter this period of uncertainty by reassuring Americans, if you buy a Ford, you don't have to worry about that, at least through July 4th. And we're just going to have to see how the competitors react after that.
And, I mean, I can hear the factory floor and the supply line behind you. Just paint me a picture of a year from now, how different things might look. Because I'm wondering, you know, if you're looking at, for example, jobs, another stated goal of these tariffs is to provide jobs for American workers. Won't a lot of the work, say at the Kentucky plant where you were speaking with us from, already be automated, be robots, be AI?
No, we have 9,000 people like my family that work here. My grandfather was an auto worker, and they're putting their kids through college. You know, this is the heart and soul of U.S. manufacturing. If I could put all your listeners and you in the middle of this plant, you could see it's a living thing with 9,000 people here. And, you know, yes, we're always working on automation and being more efficient. But the reality is cars require lots of people to make. They're super complicated. We only have 6 hours to make one of these, and they have to last 300,000 or 400,000 miles in 20 years. And that takes a lot of skilled labor to do that. And these are good jobs. A year from now, I don't know what's going to happen, but I will know what's happening at Ford. We're building two brand new plants for expand our hybrid and electric lineup. I think that Ford, because of the tariffs, we're the best position. For many years, we built 80% in the U.S., and we had much higher costs than our competitors importing overseas. Well, that will start to change now. And I believe in Ford's case, this is a pretty big opportunity for us. But it all depends on how the competitors, you know, act.
Last thing, Mr. Farley, I know that you have spoken directly to the president about these tariffs. What did you learn from those conversations?
Well, what I learned is that I think he is very committed to building more jobs like these in America. I mean, these are the best of the best, you know, hourly jobs you can find in America. He's very committed to that, but I think, you know, the issue that we all have to work through together is how fast can that change and what will be the pricing and the affordability that we can manage through that transition. Because 50% of the vehicles are imported And they don't have tariffs on them today, other than some trucks. And
so would more predictability be useful for your business?
Well, sure. But these are complicated topics like tariff, you know, and as I said, when this came out a couple months ago, you know, predictability and cost increases are not great for any industrial company. On the other hand, we have committed to the U.S. and we want to expand jobs in the U.S. And so it's a balancing act between affordability and these great jobs. And I think I would just say, there's no quick answer here. This is a long-term policy change, and we have to work together through it, even the most American companies like Ford.
Jim Farley is president and CEO of Ford, joining us there from the Ford Kentucky truck plant in Louisville. Jim Farley, thank you.
Thank you.